Back in November the 27th, 1988, I wrote to our many friends and benefactors for the school program that we had just enjoyed gospel meetings with W.T. Allison and Robert Wagner recently at the Batesville Church. And as a result of that, we were now writing to them, telling them that we're still on the beam, training young men and older men to preach and teach the gospel. At that day and time, we were emphasizing those particular areas of preparation. Information sheets were served to them, and it is the case that we were looking forward to those 8 o'clock meetings on Saturday nights, January in 1989, our 19th year service. When we found ourselves in 1989, we found an opportunity to talk about, in our report, the 20th year anniversary of the Training School for Better Service. Special video has been completed regarding the patterns of organization. Special collection of notes regarding 3 days and one night in Vacation Bible School, showing how to organize and execute a Vacation Bible School program in that way, 3 days and one night. Special collection of the original sermons of Brother George Darling Sr. will be shared with the Training School students as they sail out on the 19th year into the 20th year coming up. It is the case that we go toward 19 and 90 in regard to the school program in our reports. In the reports that we gave to people, we often at that day and time included the names of various ones who were studying with us and their progress in which they were doing this work. One has been a wonderful student through the years and has gone on to have advanced degrees and does a great work in general, Mickey Beam. Now serves at that time in the years gone by, 1992, at Fraley's Chapel in Corinth. He's doing teaching well, folks, and baptizing some. He and Leanne and children are a credit to the church in Northeast Mississippi. He's constantly in contact with us. What a blessing it is to have Brother Mickey to continue to grow and study, and like I say, with advanced degrees, share with us information from time to time. It is the case that numbers of other people were mentioned in various ones, but also we mentioned about obtaining reference books. You donated, I said to them in 1992, you donated enough funds for us to obtain some reference dictionaries and encyclopedias, which are sorely needed. We used over $500 to obtain these classic works by Pink and Davis and Ungers and Murphy. Word studies and background studies have never been better. And when you come to visit us, be sure to take a look at the reference section of the library. These books are used in the library, and copies may be duplicated for at-home studies in part. These reference works, so they can stay close to us and close to them and the knowledge. I know you understand why we have them to be done this way. One of the wonderful students who's now passed away in years gone by, Ellis Taylor, a former elder of the church there in Batesville, was a part of our school program. I mentioned about the Ellisville Seminar in 1992. We invited former students Jim Dickerson, deacon and treasurer of the Batesville Church at that day and time, now an elder of the Batesville Church, and continues to be the treasurer of this Training School for Better Service program. Michael Jordan, now local preacher at Water Valley Church, Ellis Taylor, former elder of the Batesville Church, and Reginald Jones, current elder of the Batesville Church, to go with Robert Rawson to Ellisville back in the summer of 1992. We all spoke within the hour and answered a bunch of questions about personal work in the kingdom. We had reserved rooms in Laurel for the workshop, and we were glad we did. This was the week that Hurricane Andrew came and no rooms were available all the way to Memphis, Tennessee. But we could stay in the workshop and enjoyed by all. We could give one of these fellows a call and ask them about the Training School for Better Service trip to Ellisville. And I mentioned Brother Dickerson, Brother Jordan, Brother Jordan, Brother Taylor's numbers so that they could call them and check up on what they thought about the seminar that was being done there at Ellisville during that year, 1992. There are many other reports given and many other activities. We have a whole scroll of things that were done in collections given to us due to the school that were set in various boxes and utilized out of those boxes, old books and materials that were done by a variety of folks, including those from my home congregation, Sidney Pickle, a tenor and bass voice unsurpassed as he sang at the Nile Church, my home congregation, at that day and time, Route 7, Carthage, Mississippi. His good wife still lives in the Nile community. Her name is Sarepti. A faithful member of the church and helpful booklets were donated in his memory back in 1985. What a blessing it is to have those donations to come and to be housed in the training school program. Now, I'm saying this to say that sometimes things will change as time goes along. And as time went along in Batesville, there was a need for, where we were at the library with 14,000 volumes of books, there was a need for that to become a youth area and people to be there for their youth studies and so forth and so on. So we made arrangements to move the library to other locations. I kept up with about 5,000 or 6,000 volumes of the books, the materials I sell. Wherever I go, they go with me, including the debates and studies like that. Bobby, our oldest son, was holding a part of this training school program up in Alamo, Tennessee, where he was a preacher and worked with the congregation up there, as well as a mathematician and math teacher in the Crockett County schools. And so he was up that way, and he was seeking to help some men up that way. And so we shared with them something like 6,000 volumes of books and materials as well. I had friends that were at the Cortland Church of Christ that were there, and we housed some materials there for a time. And then Calvary Hill Church over in Oxford desired to have a part of that, and so we took those things over there and made them a part of their upstairs studies, and they are housed even there, even now. We found an opportunity to study God's Word together, and we found an opportunity to have a wonderful library that could be utilized and used in many, many ways. We gave reports on this particular matter. We told people where things were, and we told people how they could get to it, and we told people what they could do. In the year of 2003, we gave a report that mentioned about an endowment funding for the school. And this endowment funding we hope would be realized so it would help us along the way when people were getting older and passing away, and therefore we were looking for endowment funding to be done. This never materialized itself in the fullest measure that it possibly could have. We got some in at that time. Some $7,000 came in from that day and time. But even today, we find ourselves going on year by year and day by day in the financial support of the school, being added to it. And as a result, the result would be for us to have it funded so that we could do the work that we're doing, take the trips that we're taking, do the things for the lecture approach and discussions that are being held, and good things being done. God bless you in your study of how to do a school and what to do with this school, and hope that you will be able to have those same kind of benefactors where you live, same kind of interest of givers where you live, and same kind of interest for those who desire to preach God's Word. Remember, it's through the foolishness of preaching it saves those who believe.